You're listening to The Holiday Buyer's Guide with Chase Bunker.
Welcome back to The Holiday Buyer's Guide. Earlier, we spoke with Luke Lokatek from Reboot Computers to give us some advice when it comes to buying computers. Now, I don't know about you, I'm getting hungry. So let's talk with someone that'll help us find the best gifts for that one person who likes to cook. And while I love eating food, I don't actually like making it. And so there are people actually who do like making food. And so to help find those gifts for the loved one who likes to cook, Chef Stephanie Smith, the food service manager over at the Ronald McDonald House, joins us. Chef, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Chase. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for coming on. For those who are cooking enthusiasts, what are some essential items that you need in the kitchen?
So you're always looking to have like some good nonstick pans, a good set of knives that you feel comfortable using. Food processor is a plus, and some people love rice cookers.
Is there like a particular brand that you like from like a certain knife block or a certain pan brand that you like?
So for knives, I would definitely say like a stainless steel brand. There are a lot of knives on the marketplace. You don't always have to buy the most expensive knives to get good knives.
When you're looking at a knife block, like what should you look for? Like how many knives should be in there? Like which essential knives do you need?
So the steak knives are kind of like an optional knife. You may not really need those, but basically you're looking for a chef knife, a paring knife, a slicing knife, a bread knife, utility, and then a good set of kitchen shears.
Is there like a group of spices or like a spice collection that you like to use?
So for the fall holiday season, I'm very enthusiastic about parsley, thyme, rosemary, cinnamon, clove, and nutmeg are my fall go-tos.
Is there a particular like brand, like, oh, I like this brand style because they make like a nice Cajun seasoning or something like that?
So we do use some of the Spanish spices, so the adobo and stuff like that we do use throughout the year. But there's not really a spice brand that I kind of generate more towards than another. So
what is something that you didn't think you needed in the kitchen, but now that you have it, you absolutely love it?
I would definitely say a food processor. Cuisinart has an elemental food processor that won't break your bank, and it's great for sauces, making pie doughs, filling for pies, chopping, shredding. It kind of is a workhorse, so it kind of takes some of the prep out for you, and just you can do it in like seconds.
How do you feel about receiving like food canisters as a gift, like some of those like Rubbermaid, like Tupperware style things? Or do you prefer, if you're someone in the kitchen, you prefer getting something else instead?
So I like Rubbermaid makes a food container that has a snap lock on the sides, a gray snap lock, and it is a really great container. I prefer that container over other containers just that I use at my own house. But other people feel differently. I think they have a glass one and that snap lid too. So you could do glass or rubber. For my brother, he loves the popcorn buckets for Christmas. So forget about canisters, just give him a popcorn bucket.
What is the Ronald McDonald House?
So the Ronald McDonald House, we're here when people need us in the hard times. We have patients from all over the world. They come for, you know, cancer therapy, optional surgeries, bone marrow transplants. And basically, we act as a hotel for them in a way. They pay nothing to stay here. We serve dinner. We have food and drinks available for them. They can do their laundry on site. We have different amenities for them. And basically, we take the stress out of them having a medical crisis in their life.
Is there anything we can do to help?
Yes, we can always use the community's help and going to our website, which is Ronald McDonald House of Jacksonville. We have a wish list on there for Christmas. It includes cleaning products. We have food products on there as well as toys. And any of those items will definitely help the families and be very impactful to our cause.
She's Chef Stephanie Smith, the food service manager over at the Ronald McDonald House. Chef, thanks a lot for coming on.
Ah, thank you so much, Chase. Have a happy holidays.
Have a happy holidays to you, too. That was Chef Stephanie Smith from the Ronald McDonald House. We are going to head to a break, but don't touch that dial. I don't know why I said that, as if it's a 1930s radio show. Don't touch that dial. Anyway, when we come back, Mason Spaulding from the PGA will join us to talk about the best gifts to get that golfer in your life. And then Tom Vassell from the Dice Tower will help us find some fun board games. That's all coming up here on the Holiday Buyer's Guide after this.